Welcome to the Planted, Not Buried podcast. I'm your host, Lance Donvold, motivational speaker and former professional athlete with the Seattle Mariners. The mission of this podcast is to sow seeds of hope into your soul, dig up deep roots of purpose within you that have yet to be uncovered, and grow you exactly where God has planted you so that you can reap your ultimate harvest in life. I will be your host throughout this podcast, and you can expect power-packed, spirit-led, short, motivational messages designed to pierce your heart and move you into immediate action. Whether you're at the gym, in the car, or anywhere in between, I know how busy your life is, and want to personally thank you for taking the time to listen. My message for you is this: you are here on this earth for a reason. You've been planted for a season, and it's time to grow into all you are supposed to become. Please partner with me in planting this message of hope all over the world. And it starts with sowing one seed, sowing one episode into somebody else's life that could change them forever. Not because of me and my power, but because of God and the words He is going to speak through me and the way He is going to use you to distribute this message. Here are a few ways that we can plant this message into other people. Number one, subscribe to the podcast. I'll be dropping frequent messages designed to uplift, encourage, and reshape the way that you think. Please leave a review. I'm always going for a 5-star rating. Number two, just share this podcast with somebody else. You're hearing this for a reason. Pour out this message to somebody else that needs it. Share it via text, or just simply take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram story and tag me, and I will always do my best to give you a shout out and a repost. You can tag me at LannyT42 on Instagram. And with your help, together we can keep plowing for a more purposeful tomorrow. And put your gloves on, folks, because we got root work to do. Welcome to the Planted, Not Buried podcast.
Session this morning, got it in, got it done. But man, had a great conversation with my buddy last night, Jared. Just an amazing man of God, just an amazing person to be around. I think for all of us, we need those type of people in our life. We need people that we can count on, that we need people that we can go to that are also in the Word of God, that are also in the Bible, that are also being sanctified daily. And we need those type of people in our community that are going to hold us accountable to our actions, that are going to give us wisdom that aligns with Scripture, not just advice that comes from their life, right? Because advice and wisdom are totally different things. Advice, everybody can give. Wisdom is earned by time with the Lord. The more time you spend with the Lord, the more wisdom you can give. The more time you've been on this earth spending time with the Lord, man, you got tons of wisdom. So don't count people out that are much older than you, that have been in the Lord much longer than you. But the same is also true. You don't have to take every piece of advice that you get from somebody that's older than you, right? It doesn't mean that they've been spending time in the Lord. It means they've been spending time in the world, right? That sometimes it can be good advice. Absolutely. I believe everybody has something to give to this world. You can learn something from everybody, but just make sure you got your filter on. So when Jared speaks, I listen, man. And he's such a good husband and a father, and he's doing the things by what the Bible says. He said something yesterday that really shook me. Last night we had men's study. And he telling me that he's been going to his friend's house. They've been working out together, but they've also been doing the cold tub, right? And he said, I stopped using a timer and I started using a stopwatch. I was like, oh, brother, what do you mean by that? Like, what's the difference? He says, well, a timer, right? A timer tells you how long you should go. A stopwatch says, how long can you go? So there's a huge difference between using a timer and using a stopwatch. You put the timer on and it says 3 minutes. As soon as 3 minutes is up, you're out that cold tub. But you throw the stopwatch on, as soon as 3 minutes hit, man, now you're just testing yourself. Now you're testing yourself, how far can you go? And I think a lot of us, we have timers on our life. We have timers on our goals. We have timers on our capabilities. We have timers on God. I want you to let that sink in for a minute. Do you have a timer on God? Do you have a timer on your marriage? Do you have a timer on your relationships? Do you have a timer on your kids? Man, I speak to a lot of kids. I speak to a lot of parents. And a lot of what I hear about from parents, yes, they're being realistic, but you know, he's not really the athletic type. You put a timer on him. You put a cap on him. man, if somebody would have looked at me in fourth, fifth, or sixth grade, they never would have said professional athlete. Man, I was short. I was chubby. I would trip over my own feet. All of these things said, there's no way he's got a future in athletics. But my God, God did not put a timer on me. He put a stopwatch on me. And I think we need to start ripping out our stopwatch and saying, no, I'm not setting a time limit. I'm not setting a time limit on this goal. I'm not setting a time limit on this thing that I'm doing. I'm putting this thing on a stopwatch. I'm going to see how far I can go, how long I can endure, how much I can do. And there's no limit to what I can do. We got to tear off the roof. There's no ceiling. Brandon Lake says that. I want a faith without a ceiling. I want a faith without a ceiling. Right? Tear off that freaking roof and stop limiting yourself by setting a timer for all of your goals, by setting a timer for your marriage, by saying, yeah, this is good. This is as good as it's going to get. Really? Right? Like, oh, my body's good. This is as good as it's going to get. No. Stop playing with yourself. Stop playing with yourself right now. The person that's listening right here, that's going to be listening to this, share this with somebody else. You got to quit playing with your life. You got to quit setting timers on everything that you touch. Like, God has got a stopwatch life for you. He's got a saying that, hey, how long can you endure? And you endure longer by having mental fortitude, by having a conviction in your heart that I'm going to keep going, that no matter the circumstances, I'm going to keep going. You endure longer. You use that stopwatch mentality. Like, I don't care what the number says. I'm going to go as far as I can go. And then when I fall, when I stop, I keep going. I don't set a timer. I just put that stopwatch on and hit play. And I don't ever reset that thing. I just keep it going. You can do that in your life, but you got to rip the ceiling off of your limits. You got to rip the ceiling off of your roof. A lot of us, we hit this cap in life and we stop. We got to quit capping. We got to quit capping. I'm excited for you guys. Don't be like a timer. Be like a stopwatch with all that you do. And just endure as long as you can. You endure longer. You get all that God has for you when you get in His Word, when you get time with Him. The more time you get with God, the more you'll start to realize that everything that I'm going to touch in life is going to turn to good because God is sovereign. Everything that He's trying to do in your life, it is good, even when it's bad. Meshach and Abednego. Meshach, I don't know. You know the three people. I was reading about it last night in Daniel. They literally told Nebuchadnezzar, you can throw me in the fire. You can throw me in the fire. God is going to protect me. And even if I die, I'm never going to bow down to your gods. That's the type of energy that we need to have in our life. That no matter if you throw me in the fire, I don't care. I'm never going to bow down to this world, Nebuchadnezzar. I'm never going to bow down to your ways, Nebuchadnezzar. I'm never going to bow down to this world. That's the type of energy that we need to have. So when you go into the world, you say, hey, no matter if I get thrown in the fire and I burn and I die, I know that God is sovereign. I know that He's with me, whether or not He pulls me out of the fire or not. Because when we go through the fire and we stand the test of time and we set our stopwatch and we say, God, come on, I'm with you no matter what you do to me. That's a powerful way to live. I'm with God no matter what He does to me. That is a powerful way to live. Start setting your stopwatch, baby. Quit setting your timer. Let's get it, Planet 365 family. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for listening to the Planted, Not Buried podcast. Remember, you're here on this earth for a reason. You've been planted for a season, and it's time to grow into all you're supposed to become. Please partner with me in planting this message of hope all over the world. It starts with just sowing one seed and sowing one episode into somebody else's life that could literally change them forever, not because of me and my power, but because of what God is going to speak through me and how He's going to use you to distribute His messages. And here's just a few ways that we can plant this message into other people. Number one, just subscribe to the podcast. I'm going to be dropping frequent, power-packed messages designed to uplift a 5-star review and just share this podcast with somebody else. You're hearing it for a reason. Pour it out to somebody else that you know that needs it. Pray about it, think about it, and share it with them via text, or just take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram or Facebook story. And I'll always do my best to give you a shout out or repost. And with your help, you guys, together, we can keep plowing for a more purposeful tomorrow. If you want to get connected with me further, or have me come out and speak to your school, speak to your organization or team, just go to lancethonvold.com and fill out the booking form, or just simply email me at info@lancethonvold.com, or we can get connected on all social platforms under Lance Thonvold or LannyT42 on Instagram. As always, guys, put your gloves on because we got root work to do. We will see you next time on the Planted, Not Buried podcast.